Giants and Diamondbacks coming up. We're going down to Arizona, bringing a senior writer for MLB.com and Barry Bloom. Barry, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Barty. How are you?
Very good. And first of all, so many things have come up with you this week. It's nice to have you on. Your take on the All-Star game and just things out of the game, Pete Rose and all that, some reactions from you.
You know, my takeaway from it is that, you know, obviously the good young pitching, you know, the American League struck out, what, 15, 16 times in the game, but
yeah.
Still won. You know, you had the future of baseball out there with, you know, Trout winning the MVP for the second year. You had Harper, Goldschmidt, Jock Peterson, Chris Bryant, I mean, Jacob DeGrom. You go down the list. It's like a plethora of young stars, which tells you that this generation of baseball players is going to be a good one if it has any staying power. And about, you know, Rose, I thought it was good to get him back out of mothballs.
That's a good way to put it.
I'll be interested to see, you know, what Rob does when the two of them finally sit down at beat. I'm sure it'll be an interesting conversation. And, you know, if Pete can be fairly honest in his answers, because at this point he really doesn't have much to lose, you know, maybe he'll get reinstated with, you know, a number of caveats. But it'll be interesting to see as it unfolds.
All right, Rob Manfred did his town hall meeting with the writers, and we had Phil Rogers on yesterday. Phil thinks a couple of things. One, of course, the 154-game schedule, he really feels that there's a shot that this can happen. The owners would give up a few dates, maybe more expanded playoffs, but enable their players to be healthier. Do you see this 154 coming?
No.
Thank you.
No, I don't see it happening whatsoever. And I think Rob backed off of it pretty quickly, saying that, you know, he's open to it, but he doesn't see that within the working schedule that there really is much of a way of doing it. So the problem you get down to with this is that the union doesn't want doubleheaders, and the owners don't want to give up dates, and they even said that you have ball clubs like the Giants, for instance. They sell out every game. So why are they going to want to give up a date? You know, you can't play too many day-night doubleheaders, and there are things built into the schedule, and it's just something that you have to live with. Now, I do think this, that for the long term, that this hasn't really come up much yet, but I think that baseball has been eyeing geographical relocation, you know, realignment for a long time. And a lot of the owners in the past generation were pretty much against it. But I'm not sure this wave of owners, now that you've got new, more tech-savvy owners into the game, will be that resistant to it. And a lot of this is the interleague play. And once you get rid of interleague play and you're going geography, you know, and division by division, you're going to solve a lot of this because of the jumping around cross-country, because of these stupid two-game series you have in a week, with days off on Monday and Friday of coming in interleague games. I mean, there's a lot of this that gets jumbled up because of the of having to play an interleague game every day.
Mm.
So I think there are things they can do about this without having to cut back on 54 games.
All right, great answer. Appreciate it. Barry Bloom with us, MLB.com. As you were talking, Steve Gilbert, one of your colleagues at MLB, retweeted a couple of things today, and I'll just bring it up. Chase Anderson, 15-day DL, right triceps inflammation. And Enrique Burgos, they've seen enough of him for a while. He got sent to AAA Reno. They brought up Matt Stites, and I guess he's a pitcher, and an outfielder, Danny Dorn, from AAA Reno. And they'll be with Arizona today, so just to bring that up. You did a story this week on Randy Johnson going into the Hall of Fame. Boy, this whole Hall of Fame weekend just crept up on me. I know we've got an interview with Dick Enberg next week, but you got to talk with Randy Johnson. What was your take on that?
You know, Johnson is a completely different person. he's a guy who, you know, as resistant as he was to talking at times when he was a player, he's now a, you know, you can't get him to stop talking. Answers go like within 15, 20 minutes. And a good example, the question I asked him was, how do you feel about having your jersey retired by the Diamondbacks? And his answer was totally involved, not insulting the people of Seattle, because he's going into the Hall of Fame as a Diamondback. And obviously this is something that was weighing on his mind, that he wanted to get off his chest, and he spoke endlessly about it, and it wound up being a column. So, you know, I've seen this in Hall of Famers before. You know, Ryan Sandberg, who was like pulling teeth when he was a player, you know, as great as a former player and a Hall of Famer. Eddie Murray, same thing. You know, they get out of it. Bonds, if you could talk to him, you, when I was sitting in the dugout with him last week, it's before the break. I mean, he's always been smart and eloquent, but, you know, at this time, now he's talking, you know, without being encumbered by having to play every day and the vicissitudes of all that. So I think it's interesting with RJ because, you know, what's happened is you're getting a personality that you never saw there before.
Yeah, interesting. I'm looking forward to talking with him. I've had him on, I think, once. He talked about being in the Livermore Little League and doing the parade at the Coliseum. But he's a student of the game. I'll tell you that.
He talked a lot about that this week.
Yeah, he's a student of the game. He knows baseball history. He's really on it. He knows that left-handed pitchers in the history of the game and the Lefty Groves of the world and Carl Hubbles and people like that. He knows the history of the game. And he's a historian, and he didn't even get a degree in history, which some people think you have to have. So I'm glad that you got to talk to him.
Doesn't have a degree, period.
Really? Yeah. And some people think if you're a historian, you must have a degree in history, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
All right.
Right.
I won't mention names. The other thing I want to talk to you about is Peavy last night. Now, you covered Peavy as a Cy Young Award winner in 07. With the Padres, and I know you know Peavy really well. What did you see with him last night, and is this someone you think the Giants can rely on? And looking at his stuff last night against Arizona, a good hitting team.
You know, I thought his stuff was better in San Francisco in the game he lost Mets, but saying that, I mean, the Giants staked him to a big lead last night against the kid Anderson, who was just DL'd today. He had nothing. And so, you know, the typical pitcher that Peavy is, you know, he just sort of hung in there and hung into the seventh and just, you know, worked. It's a little different mindset than if you're in a 2-0 or a 2-1 game where you lock down and focus. And he let up a couple of home runs, I think, on one he said was a good pitch, but one to Pennington wasn't. And, you know, it at least gave Butch a chance to shorten the bullpen last night. And to me, you know, I'm surprised that after watching him early in the season with the back injury, he was all screwed up. And you're right. I've known him since he was 20. He's a great kid, very fiery. He still has that same fiery personality. And you know, I think that the Giants are going to be able to rely on him down the stretch, particularly. You know, the good thing is he's fresh. And as I was kidding around with Bochy the other day, it's like, at his age, with his wear and tear and that shoulder surgery that he had, which is incredible that he's still pitching with it, you know, he's more like 56 than he is 34. So, you know, maybe he should pitch, do a Roger Clemens and come in and pitch in July every year.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it keeps him fresh for the rest of the year. Maybe that would give him a chance to go into the postseason and do something.
Yeah, well, they got two like that. Yeah, two, Matt Cain and Peavy. Cain is not quite as far along. Cain, it looks like he's coming back from arm surgery, arm trouble. Peavy looks like the arm is fine. It's just a question of his endurance. So we'll see how it plays out. Barry Bloom with us, MLB.com. Pat Corbin today. Good young left-hander, Tommy John surgery, only his third start today. What can you tell us about him?
Well, putting in context, just watching Matt Harvey a lot this year and seeing Matt Harvey a lot in person, you know, you see the vestiges of the vintage Matt Harvey before the surgery, and then you see a guy who's struggling with location and confidence and a fear that he's going to re-injure himself, which we've talked about and I've written about extensively. And essentially, you know, John Smoltz, I thought, put it best when he said, him being the only Hall of Famer who's ever going in after doing TJ surgery, he said, you're going to struggle. There's going to be a lot of up and downs that first year coming back. And he should know, because that's when they put him in the bullpen, like five starts into his comeback, because he couldn't pitch long term. And they decided to just use him for bullets in the bullpen. And he stayed in the bullpen for 3.5 years before going back to start. But he said, the next year, you'll be fine. And I told Harvey that, and I talked to Dr. Andrews, who did the surgery and a lot of these surgeries, and he pretty much did the same thing. And I think that's what you're looking back at with Corbin right now. It's like he's back after 14 months, which is pretty short. I mean, Andrews is saying now, take the whole 18 months. But the problem is, if they took the whole 18 months with Corbin, he would have missed two full seasons. And it's very hard to come back after two full seasons. I don't care how young you are or who you are. So you have to come back. You have to come back and, you know, do the work, take the lumps. And he's only done, I think, 2 5-inning stints so far. And he's just going to...
What are you doing? What are you? Are you reading a book?
No, I'm actually in a car trying to direct the driver where to go.
All right, very good. I'm glad you got a driver. You've made it in the world. All right, we're going to let you go drive to the ballpark. But great report. Very good. Are you going to Cooperstown this week?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, hope that we could talk to you next weekend. We did it last year and the year before. It's a great report from there. So have a safe trip and let the driver do the driving. Don't text, all right?
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Barry Bloom, MLB.com. More coming up on the Sports Leader.